private jets, designer handbags,
Oh,
doggy
wow.
birthday cakes,
Ooh.
even her own lifestyle brand. Let's meet Coco, the world's most pampered pooch. Ooh. If you are a huge fan of China's Sina Weibo, the microblog, you can't miss this cute and adorable Alaskan Manamute, Coco Wong, or Wang Kuku in Chinese, who now has over 2 million followers on Sina Weibo. Let's talk about how and who is Coco Wong, the big name on the internet, has apparently emerged.
Yeah, let me bring you the story of Coco Wong, the princess dog. Yeah, so for most dogs, maybe when we think of dogs, their daily activity just involved like catching a stick in a park or just chopping on some meaty dog food. But for Wang Keke or Coco Wong, life is a huge difference. So she shot to fame in 2014 as the pet of Wang Sitong, the son of a billionaire Wanda boss Wang Jianlin. So Wang Sitong runs a Weibo page for his dog, Keke or Coco. So where he presents his pet with all kinds of forms of luxuries but impractical gifts. So Wang Sitong once blew like 2.5 million RMB at a KTV, and he gained a name as the nation's husband due to his bachelor status. Yeah, but he's also drawn heat debate from the state media and netizens for his ridiculous and over-the-top displays of the wealth from the through the dog, and he even nicknamed Coco the dog princess of the people. So we can see how people may believe this dog is way richer than we guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So because last September, Mr. Wang Sitong bought 8 iPhone 7s for Coco, worth at $9,584 US dollars.
Yeah.
And also in 2015, Wang Sitong showed a picture of Coco with two Apple watches, but not random Apple watches. It's made of gold and cost over 250,000 RMB.
Yeah, this dog has several Hermes and Fendi bags, I imagine.
Yeah.
Huyang, you can tell us that those are probably big deals. She gets hung bows filled with wads of cash. This dog's probably like food. The dog doesn't care about any of this stuff. This is obviously him just showing how rich he is. And you know, the thing is, I want to say congrats, your daddy's rich.
Yeah.
Hashtag living in a shadow, because that's all you are, dude. That's all you are. Like, how great are you? I realize he makes he has a company. Like, congrats. Did you not have somebody's ear because of your dad? Like, let's see you get to where you've been or what you're posting for your dog. I mean, we just talked about guys that are scraping by, working in the heat for 200 yuan, and this guy's got the nerve to show off Hermes and Fendi bags for a dog that'll never use them. And there's people that are really suffering out there. And this is almost just like, after covering a topic like that, it's hard for me to just be like, oh, wow, well, great, I'll follow you. Who wants to see that? This is obnoxiousness to its highest extent. I mean, this is an example of how, you know, money can turn you into garbage. And I'm sorry, these are strong words, but I don't think that, you know, private jets for your dogs and all this stuff means that it's a good thing. Like, according to CNN, you know, you had mentioned that dog has 8 iPhone 7s. You know, I don't know any dogs that can use iPhones.
Yeah,
but
she
maybe
can use it.
Maybe I don't know enough. Maybe there's a new app and this dog can use it. But of course, last September, Mr. Wang Sitong, he bought these 7 or 8 iPhone 7s. And according to CNN, the post is accompanied by the caption, "I don't understand all the show-off posts on social media. What's the point? Don't make me do it." Like, what? Come on. I mean, first of all, I can only be mad at this guy a little bit, because I'm like, well, congratulations, your dad's rich. Like, that's who you are. What did you do? I mean, sure, you made a company, but would you have had that company without your dad? But then I also got to say to these people, why would you follow him? Come on, follow somebody else. 2 million people. Some people even said, some netizens are saying, this is the first time I feel like marrying a dog. I mean, guys, don't marry a dog. I mean, money, there's more important things in life than money. And I think this is just a cry at attention. But yeah, that's all. Anyways, those are my candid thoughts
yes,
on the matter.
I appreciate your honesty.
You're welcome.
And candor, mm. as always. Yes. Mm. And hopefully it does grab the attention of the subject that has been addressed here, as certainly I do agree that for a dog to be this popular, yeah, with this specific case, then I think the owner is maybe the bigger draw here.
She owns a luxury lifestyle brand. I mean, yeah, come on. Yeah.
So
where do we draw the line, guys?
But that also means that with a public account on social media like this, then it is also building up a brand. And yeah. maybe there is the business consideration behind it. But for all those people, the 2 million people that have subscribed and become followers of this dog, then yeah, I think it does show to some extent that maybe there is this blind worshipping or this penchant for money. And that's not always a bad thing, but how much lower would you descend yourself to, I feel. But also, that being said, there are also people who are looking at this, I think, in more of a self-ridicule way of looking at this and making fun of it. But yes, it depends on how you look at it. Anyhow, this is not the only animal that is an internet
showered and has luxury brands showered in
we
iPhones.
We have other good examples. Because I have a Rage Dad or something. Yeah.
There are a lot of other pets,
like
other
Grumpy
animals,
Cat?
Yeah, that have become internet sensations.
Grumpy Cat.
I love her.
Grumpy yeah. Cat.
Is it
I love
her
too.
Or him? I actually don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe him or her?
Okay, so why yeah. is the grumpy cat?
It's not
cat
important. The cat's grumpy. And
going
know,
viral online.
There's a huh? video of this cat that went viral on YouTube 2 years ago. If you guys don't know, I'm sure you can find pictures. Just type in anywhere in any search engine, Grumpy Cat. Because the grumpy cat became a model for stuffed animals and its face is even in commercials. I mean, you see this face and you're like, that cat is grumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously this is just one example, but
we have
Grumpy Cat worked for its money, you know? Looking grumpy isn't always easy, and probably that cat's grumpy all the time. Poor cat. Anyways, so Grumpy Cat's grumpy. I guess there's a rescue dog. Do you want to tell us about that, Huang
yeah,
Shen?
Yeah, this Japanese rescue dog. It's a Japanese Shiba dog, and I think most of us used his sticker before. Very, very cute, hilarious sticker called Dodge.
Yeah. Yes, very, very cute. And you just want to rub him in the head or yeah. or rub him on your... You just want to get close yeah. to him. Yeah. He's just way yeah. too cute. And he has this laugh. A dog can have a laugh.
So happy.
That can heal your heart, I feel. Yeah. So it's very interesting how these days that we're often looking for, you know, an emotional outlet.
Yeah.
When you see the grumpy cat and you're like, yeah, I'm grumpy like him. Mm-hmm. And also you can see that hearty smile on a doggy and feel life might be a little bit better. So if you have a pet, are there ways to make him or her into an internet sensation?
Yeah, I do think so. First, you need to have a pet. And yeah.
That's a good step.
And the second one is you should find the uniqueness of your pet. If his or her facial expressions or really extremely good looking. And then you need to open a video account. Then you can shoot some super interesting videos of your pet. Just like, I don't know whether you know a famous British short hair in the States. It's called Prince Michael. He has a lot of funny live videos. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Official figures show too. If you're getting in on this, you might be able to make some money because China's pet market in 2015 nearly reached 100 billion yuan. And it's expected to exceed 200 billion yuan by 2020, so.
Yes, and when you are on social media these days, if you talk politics, business, or whatever, these are some of the topics yeah. that are so thorny.
Yeah.
But if you see the cute animals
yeah.
or the grumpy animals
yeah.
that you can resonate with, then you feel much better. It's like
yeah.
a safe bet. Also, one of the reasons why maybe they are so popular. You're listening to Roundtable. I'm He Yang. With me in the studio are lovely people, Ryan Price and Huang Shen.